True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't pay respects to a movie reference in the text line. The only chance the Chiefs have to win this weekend is if Juwan Taylor pulls a Phil Brickma and locks himself in the equipment closet. That is Rookie of the Year for those counting at home. Let's play some ball. Let's play some ball. Oh, man. It's not all about the lights, the bells, and the whistles. Excuse me, ladies. Excuse me.
His leash is probably short.
I mean, gosh, I know where I stand on this guy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I like him as a player, but I can't have the player continually making mistakes that diminishes what he does. His mistakes outshine his goodness.
Hot ice.
So you, I would bench him now. I mean,
you'd bench him now.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Your tight end melted down.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a meltdown by Travis yelling at that guy. You can't have that. You just can't have those pre-snap costly penalties that just kill the momentum. He's a good player. He's got to find a way to do the stuff the right way so he can stay on the field. And if he can't, then he can't be out there because you're putting everybody else in danger.
Well, no better test than the best defensive line in football this Sunday.
Woo!
Heat up the ice cubes. Start Bits Cup brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. We start with coaches. Start Bench Cut. Mike McDaniels, Brian Daboll, Tommy Callahan.
Yeah, this is rough.
Oh, we're done with food, Sarbidge. We're all into football, baby.
The start's easy here, Bob.
Daboll? You think so?
I think that's the easy start. Benching and cutting, good luck.
I mean, I'll bench Callahan and cut McDaniels just because I feel like that's the order.
Me too. I think I'll go that way, but I don't love it.
Yeah, I don't love starting Daboll either, though.
Mike Daniels, the only positive is it can't get any worse. Oh, but it can.
Well, as he said in preseason, it's not a good morning. It's a great morning because we're one day closer to death.
Well, you're one day closer to getting fired.
Bill Simmons started calling him McDeath, which I like.
That's
his
funny,
new coach, yeah. McDeath.
There you go. So you guys are starting Daboll, benching Callahan, and cutting McDaniels?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Okay. We move on to the AFC West as who is the best contender? Start, bench, cut. Chargers, Raiders, Broncos.
Look, I'm staying with the way it was after the first week of the season. I'm staying with the Denver Broncos as a starter, benching the Chargers, cutting the Raiders.
Yeah, it's 1 week. I won't overreact too much, even though it's felt like I've done that these last couple of days with the Chiefs. I'll start the Broncos and bench the Chargers, but one more week like that, man. I mean, the Chargers showed a lot, and the Broncos did not show as much as we thought they would.
Yeah.
And the credit to the Raiders. Great win.
Great win for the Raiders. Fun win for the Raiders, for them. Pete Carroll going back to New England, getting that win, and all that kind of stuff. But who do the Broncos have this week?
Colts.
Yeah,
dude. They'll start
2-0. This is our team. This is our Colts. We bleed blue.
I didn't see his song from week one.
Oh, he had it.
Oh, yeah. He did? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that's a must. We need that. Yeah.
We'll get that in.
Screw the fish. They're not even worth a dish. Go cold.
Oh, he's going to be fired up.
Look, the Chargers have a significant advantage. They beat the Chiefs already.
Yeah, they did.
None of these other fools have yet. They got house money after week one. And Justin Herbert, he's not a lesser man. I don't know if you saw that cringeworthy post.
Oh, yeah.
Whew. He took a shot. A shot a lesser man could not take.
No, he said something. If the lesser man took that shot, he'd be dead, right? Didn't he say something like that?
I don't know ever what he's saying.
And we're talking about Harbaugh. I swear you sent the text that if anybody else who took this shot would be dead.
Oh, I sit in the group.
I know.
I watched it fresh out of the garage. I was like, wait, what?
I think he also was like,
if worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Jim Harbaugh said this, a huge hit on Justin. That kind of hit.
A lesser man.
That would have killed a lesser man. That's right, killed. I've not seen anybody killed on a football field at the quarterback position by being hit.
He's hilarious.
Moving on to quarterbacks with, well, they looked okay with having a lot of strays in their time frame. Justin Fields, Danny Dimes, Trevor Lawrence.
I'm going to start Lawrence. I'll bench Fields, and I'm going to cut Danny Dimes.
Perfect.
Indiana Jones, as Chris Berman called him, which was brilliant.
Yep, agreed.
Remember when Shane Gillis called Nick Saban Alabama Jones? Yes. And Nick Saban was pissed.
Like, legitimately mad.
Why would that make him mad?
Because he has zero fun.
Yeah, he's a little
funny.
Bit of a tight
I
pants.
Mean, I see him in that hat and everything. Yeah.
So he's like, you look like Alabama Jones over there. He's just like.
Yeah, blink face.
So funny, dude. Couple beers. These quarterbacks are all, well, maybe futures of the NFL, but where they sit currently, you might have a different opinion on who you would take first because it goes to start, bench, cut. CJ Stroud, Justin Herbert, Michael Penix.
I'll start Herbert because of longevity. I'll bench Penix, and then I'll cut CJ Stroud. And that's not an easy choice for me to make at all, because I like C.J. Stroud, but I really like Michael Penix. How'd he do this weekend?
Michael Penix was awesome.
How did Atlanta do this weekend?
Michael Penix looked so fun. Gosh.
Right? It was a good performance. It was a really good performance in that game.
I really like him, the way he was running, too. He's got some moxie, man. I like him. I'm going to end up cutting him because I like these other guys so much. I'm going to bench C.J. and I'll start Herbert. But again, those are three really good quarterbacks and up and coming. I mean, those two up and coming specifically. Herbert's already arrived.
Yeah, Herbert's not an up and comer anymore.
He's 27. He's 26 years old. It's time.
We go to the 0-1 teams who you would start, bench, and cut: Chiefs, Ravens, Lions. And Chiefs will play both those teams the next 4 weeks. Yeah.
Are we starting the team we want to?
Who's the team that you believe in still? That's an 0-1 team. Start, bench, cut.
Oh, right in that order: Chiefs, Ravens, Lions.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. Exactly.
I wasn't a Lions believer coming into the season.
Same.
Okay. Teams that a lot of people will believe in after week one even more. I'll give me something to believe in. Bills, Commanders, Bengals.
Starting the Bills. And then I'm cutting the next two. Washington wasn't any good against the Giants. I mean, they had a struggle to beat an offense. The Giants had seven plays on one drive inside the three and couldn't get points. So I wasn't impressed at all about Washington. I wasn't even impressed by Daniels in that game. So I'm going to start the Bills and cut the other two.
I kind of agree with you. I didn't really see – I mean, I've been down on Washington, and they kind of proved my preconceived notions a little bit correct against a bad New York team. So I'll start the Bills, and then I'll cut Cincy because they were even worse than I thought they'd be. And, yeah, we'll bench Washington for now.
And what's getting lost in the mix, too, in that game, how good the Giants' defensive line was. Brian Burns owned that game.
Man.
Kayvon Thibodeau literally moved a right tackle right into Jalen Daniels and made him throw a bad pass.
Yeah.
Didn't get a sack, but literally walked the lineman into the quarterback.
Jaden Daniels in that game was 19-30 for 233 and a touchdown. He also ran the ball 11 times for 68 yards.
Solid.
Keep sleeping. We go to these quarterbacks, which is going to be a crapshoot. After week one, Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix.
Who am I drafting in the future? Now, I will start Bo Nix. I will bench Caleb. I will cut Kyler. Kyler's been around too long.
Yeah.
Still good.
The fact that he's in this threesome just shows that he's not where he needs to be at all, dude. I'm cutting him for sure. I'm still starting Caleb Williams. He's got to get better at some of the awareness things, picking things up quicker, reading through his progression, knowing where to go. But I think he's got all the intangibles. I want to see that leadership out of him, that moxie. J.J. McCarthy might be that guy. We can talk about that later. But, yeah, I'll bench Bo Nix.
I'm in on J.J. McCarthy based on what his teammates had to say more than the way he played last night.
He seems like a guy, dude.
I do want to give respect to the text line, 913-586-7965. They give you a weather with start pitch cut.
Love it.
Severe thunderstorm, blizzard, or heat index of 110.
I'll start severe thunderstorm.
You have a dog.
Yeah,
remember?
That's fine. I'll start. Doesn't affect me. I'll start the severe thunderstorm. I will bench the snow, and I will cut the 110-degree heat index with the humidity.
We are lockstep today, Bob. I'm with you. Bob said, yeah, Winnie, you'll get over it.
Yeah.
And don't forget, blizzards will dissipate. Here on 96.5 The Fan, that is Start Bench Cut, brought to you
days
by
later.
Jay's Southland Toe. Get to know Jay's Southland Toe. Dan Hughes on earlier. If you missed it, we're going to play some cuts of some really intelligent topics that Dan and Hughes addressed here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Here we go. To pay homage to the Tinnitus Show.
That was great.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Don't forget, Patrick Mahomes coming up on the drive today with Rob and Carrington.
He's smash.
Promos, so you'll hear the quarterback one of Kansas City. So far from what we've heard, percentage-wise, I want to ask you guys this because the reports are coming out that doesn't seem like Jalen Carter is going to be suspended because he was already suspended because he missed the entire game before even taking the field.
That's not a suspension. What don't these people understand?
Well, and then news out of the NFL today, George Kittle expected to miss 3 to 5 weeks. For those of you out there, George Kittle out 3 to 5 weeks for San Fran. It is pouring in San Francisco.
It really is.
It looks like it might be pouring here as well in Kansas City. But the Eagles in town this weekend, that's why it merits the conversation of Jalen Carter. No suspension has been brought up yet. This, of course, from the article from Mike Florio of Pro Football Focus, saying that there still is a chance, but no news of it makes you believe that there is. If there is no new news, then there is no news. And it seems that Jalen Carter will not be suspended. At least that's what the reports are indicating.
Can I jump on Florio here for just 1 second, though?
Sure.
He put stuff out there like it's news at times, and a lot of the times it's just his opinion. He needs to start differentiating between whether something he is giving out is something he is hearing from people and is using the sources and whatnot, or if it's just his opinion. Because his opinion is just like all of ours. If he has the opinion that he doesn't think Jalen Carter isn't going to get disciplined, that's great. I appreciate his opinion. But that's different than saying, I'm hearing from sources inside the NFL. And I'm talking about how we consume what a lot of these people put out here. We consume a lot of opinions in the national media as fact, when a lot of the times they're just opinions. And Mike Florio is the king of opinions, does a great job with his website and giving out those opinions. And so sometimes I wonder if we just see it and we believe that it's true because it's on a website or it's somewhere. A lot of this stuff is just opinion based right now, and we won't know anything. And so when Florio says stuff like that, people believe that he's telling like the NFL side of things, if you will. And that's just not the case. I think we have to be very, very cognizant of ourselves and how we consume this kind of information from a guy like Mike Florio, who's not an NFL insider, right? He's not getting the press releases like Pelissero and all them are getting. And so I think sometimes we react to just opinion that we think is true and we think is fact, when it's just that guy's opinion. And so I keep going back to Florio telling us Andy Reid was retiring. And so when he puts stuff out there, I have a really hard time believing it. It's entertaining, but I have a very hard time believing it based on that Andy Reid stuff from last year.
Mm-hmm. And then someone says, of course, if that's the case, Rashee Rice already served his last
year. Well, that's the thing, right? Rashee Rice missed the whole year last year. This is a very bad precedent, I think, that the NFL would set if they decided to say that he's already served a one-game suspension because he got thrown out before the first play took place. That's not the case. He was suited up. He was ready to go. Kickoff happened. As far as I'm concerned, once kickoff happened, the game is underway. Regardless if it's a touchback, a down, no time off the clock, it doesn't matter. The game was kicked off. He was out there for that game. He got ejected from that game, and now he needs to serve, you know, the penalty of being suspended for another game. Because you're absolutely right about that. If I wanted to sit here, and I know spitting and what Rashee Rice did are two totally different things, but they're still punishable by suspension offenses in the NFL. And if you're going to sit here and say that Jalen Carter already served a suspension because he didn't really play a play in that game, you're setting a bad precedent for a lot of things that could take place. Because if I'm the Chiefs, I am immediately calling the NFL and going, our guy sat out an entire year last year with injury. That should count as the suspension.
You can't always count on Mike Florio and his sources, and you can't always count on much, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. As if you didn't like Mike Gundy enough, this was Dan Lanning after the game.
Let it rip. The great thing about us is we don't need any extra motivation to come in and want to whoop your ass. But it sure does help when the opponent pours a little gasoline on you. And they poured a little gasoline. The great thing about this game is what they think versus what I know. I know about this team's work. I know about this team's sacrifice. I know about this team's connection. Right? That's going to be a separator in this game. Because if you're going to come in and you're going to be talking shit, it's time to cowboy up. But guess what? The Bull don't care. And today, we're the
pre-game Dan Lanning, baby. I'd love Dan Lanning, man. If I was the number one quarterback in the nation, I'm going to Oregon.
Well, I mean, you get all the money and the jerseys and the Nike shoes, and do you get that guy?
You get
a great environment. You know, it's fun to play.
Cowboy yeah, up. That little slide in there.
I like that a lot. That's good, man. That is fantastic. Yeah, the cowboy up thing is very subtly played to go out there and take that shot at Oklahoma State, but rightfully so. And, you know, I talk about the term schadenfreude a lot, happiness at the misfortune of others. Mike Gundy's one of those guys I think a lot of us kind of have that schadenfreude with, because he's out here complaining about the state of college football right now, right? And one of the guys that works at The Rock, Bob, the program director down there, is an Oklahoma State guy. We were talking about it yesterday. He goes, look, he goes, the game has evolved. He hasn't. And I said, I think that's a good way to look at it. Take whatever career profession that you're in, right? And they invent something new to help your job or whatever the case may be, and you refuse to embrace it. I've always done it this way. Well, everybody else is passing you by. Everybody else is running by you. And Gundy's still sitting down there at Oklahoma State thinking he's going to do it the old way. You're in Stillwater, Oklahoma. That ain't a bastion to go recruit talent to, okay? Nobody wants to go in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma, right? So you've got to ante up. You've got to do what folks are doing. And instead of complaining about Oregon using the NIL, maybe you should become active in that. Or maybe what you're telling yourself in a roundabout way is, we don't have the alums to compete with this, and I know it, so I'm just going to trash the whole system. Because that's what it could be.
It's like Mike Gundy's running a restaurant with cash only, and Dan Lanning's like, you need your card here. Mm-hmm. Hell, we'll even take American Express.
Right, yeah. Discover, too. Yeah, no, that's a good analogy. I do like that, because how many places have you looked at in the past, and you go, oh, that's a cash only place. I'm not going there today.
I remember that it used to be in like downtown days in Lee's Summit. It was like every kiosk was, you know, cash only. And they had one ATM there, $3.50 service charge. Everyone's like, dang it, I got to get cash. And now you go there and they have those little like Apple devices where it's just like, ding, thank you very much. Tip, yes. And it's so much more convenient.
Yeah, whether it's Venmo or anything.
Royals games. You can't use cash at Royals games.
And
it's
like it. I think it's better that way. It's faster. It's more convenient. And I got to be honest with you, you tend to spend more when you're not using the cash. At least I do. Like, we were at the wedding over the weekend, and I don't carry cash. The bartender has their Venmo up for a tip. Here's $25. You know, like, you're not going to tip that in cash normally, but you'll do that on something like Venmo. You'll give them the opportunity to earn more. And so I just think right now, if you're stuck in your ways as a college football administrator or a coach or something like that, you're screwing yourself, man, because the league and the sport is passing you by. And it sure seems like Van Gundy is a guy that just got passed by everybody and knows he probably can't compete at the big boy level. Like, if they do realignment again, you think Oklahoma State's a lock to be a Division I top 64 school? I don't.
Somebody that's a lock every Tuesday on our show is Dana Hughes. He joined us earlier. If you missed it, you can listen to the whole interview. I thought it was probably one of Danon's best interviews he's done with us as we dove into the Chargers game, Xavier Worthy's injuries and thoughts that he has, according to some, about Tyreek Hill. This was him on the Chargers and Chiefs game about what the Chargers looked like.
That it's a long season and we'll be okay. I thought the Chargers played, I don't know what their best game is, but probably on a scale of 1 to 10, they played an 8 at least, based on what you thought going into the season. And on a scale of 1 to 10, we did not. So they played their best, and we played definitely not our best and probably on the lower tier of that. And we still had an opportunity with some discipline at the end by Chris Jones. Maybe we would have had an opportunity to get the ball back and drive down the field. I looked at the overall games of the entire weekend. So you had 16 games this weekend. Only 4 of them were not down to 1 score win. So that just tells you about the parity. It's early in the season. But, you know, I thought there was definitely some positives that you can take away from that game. But if we have a in-divisional rival that we play in Brazil on opening weekend, they play their best football, we don't, and we lose by 6 points. Not that there's moral victories, but there's a lot of football left.
You know, that's a great way to look at it, and that's the logical way to look at it, and that's the approach we all need to take. They played an 8, right? Maybe a 9. They played a really good game down there. The Chiefs did not. They did not play a great game, and they were still in it. The Chargers basically had to play their best game to beat the Chiefs on Friday. The odds of everybody playing their best when they face the Chiefs, probably not going to happen, and I think the more I get away from this game, the more I look at the Philadelphia game, And I saw this tweet from our friend Connie Joe, one of the great Chiefs fans. She goes, I feel more confident about this Eagle game than I did going into Brazil. And I felt like that last week. And I'm like, I kind of feel that way too. For whatever reason, man, the more I've talked about it with people, and we were just having a conversation with somebody in the break about it, I really think they let that travel get to their heads, man. And they let the outside stuff have a really big impact on them. And for whatever reason, the Chargers didn't. And they went out there and they played their best game and the Chiefs lost. I think we hit the reset button beginning tomorrow and approach tomorrow like it's the first of the season and see where we go from there. Because I do. I feel like Friday night, man, that was an anomaly for this team.
I also think it's an eye-opener because you've got to play your best game too if you're the Chiefs, because people know you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And what do we always say about every opponent the Chiefs get? You get their Super Bowl. This is what they look forward to. They want to come and beat the best. And the Chargers, first team on the docket, they were the first team to do it. They went in there and they played their best and they beat you. So if every team's going to play their best, the days maybe of having your C game or your B minus game aren't acceptable anymore.
Yeah.
You've got to still play your best game too. And your best game might be beating the Chargers. Luckily, maybe you would have beat them 28-27. But if that was your best game and you get a win, then you beat their best with your best, and there's no argument. That just wasn't the Chiefs' best.
No.
It wasn't their mid-best. It was just a bad game for the Chiefs.
And people have bad games. It happens, right? And one bad game is, okay, fine, we had a bad game. Now you don't let one become two. You know, we say it with baseball all the time, right? Don't let one bad game become two, become three, and then all of a sudden you got a whole week of bad baseball. That's where we are with football right now. Don't let one game affect anything else. We're done with this game. We're moving on from this game. Wednesday is the beginning of the new week in the NFL, and that's the way they need to approach this thing. That game in Brazil on Friday night doesn't matter anymore. Move forward.
It's like when the Chiefs play the Patriots in that week one game and Kareem Hunt went nuts and they showed Tom Brady on the bench. Like, is it time to put in, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo for the rest of this game? Is Tom Brady done? Like, what are we doing here? And then the Patriots went on one of the Super Bowl.
It's the Cincinnati game too. You know, on to Cincinnati game for the Patriots. I mean, they were sitting here, they got their asses kicked by us. Belichick was on to Cincinnati, and if I'm not mistaken, they won the Super Bowl, or at least made it to the Super Bowl.
That's the year they won. They were down 20-3 and beat the Falcons.
Was that the 28-3 one?
I could be wrong though. We talked to Danny Hughes, who's a former wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, who did admit that he's had shoulder issues as well, about what it means for Xavier Worthy moving forward.
The only concern that I have for Xavier Worthy and that day-to-day injury is because he's not a bulky guy. He's not a big receiver. He's not Juju Smith-Schuster. He's not DeAndre Hopkins. He's not the bigger, even Rashee Rice. So you kind of wonder about the fragility of it. But the pain tolerance itself. I played with two subluxating shoulders. And for all the medical people out there that know that, if you remember, now I'm really dating myself, remember in Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson, when his shoulder popped out, and he would hit it on the wall and pop it back in? That's because his shoulder was subluxating. That means it would pop in and out on a random. It doesn't matter if you hit somebody, it doesn't matter if you just made a quick movement, that's what can happen. I played with that. There were times where I had to like labor to actually lift my right arm above my head while I was running a route. And to get a ball that was thrown over my head that I had to like scream to myself just to pull my arm up above my head.
How painful is that?
And it's painful, but it's manageable.
Okay.
And the game is, I mean, that's how it is. Obviously, you know, the game is about managing pain.
So that's interesting to me because it sounds like there's two options on the table for Xavier Worthy. One, you can have surgery and have a shot at the end of the season to come back, right? Where it's, hey, it's week 18. We're still fighting for, you know, maybe at this point it's the second, the third, or the fourth seed, or we're fighting for a playoff spot and Xavier Worthy comes back and you're hoping they can be ready by week 18. Or the other option has been like, dog, this is going to hurt all year long. It's going to be painful. Every stretch you make, every catch you make, every breath you take. Anyways, but like you look at what it can be. It's every hit that you get, it's going to be excruciating. But the fact is that Danny Hughes is like, you know, I asked him, I followed up that question with like, what would you do if you were Xavier Worthy in this situation?
Grab it up and play.
Okay.
That's what I did when I played. I mean, I never missed a game because of it. So to me, there's contraptions that you can put on your shoulder.
So wrap it up and play. Mm-hmm. You got a chance to do something great. You don't know how long these windows stay open when you have these championship sort of team runs that the Chiefs have had in the last decade.
Right.
And if you're Xavier Worthy, you're young in your career, maybe you're telling yourself, you know what, this is going to suck for the rest of the season. It's going to be painful. But you know what? I trust my training staff. I trust the medicine. I trust this, you know, shoulder guard, whatever it may be. And I'm going to tuck this up and wrap it up and play.
Yeah, it's up to Xavier Worthy now, guys. I mean, I hate to say it and make it sound so simple, but if Xavier Worthy can deal with the pain and battle through the pain, then he needs to be out there and playing. I mean, that's just kind of the way it goes in the NFL. And the team believes that he should be able to do that. Otherwise, they would have put him on the injured list, right? And you would have had, what, 4 weeks or however long the injury list now in the NFL lasts, depending on which one it is. So the Chiefs believe that he's ready to go. The Chiefs believe that he can go out there and play. They're not putting him on a list to get somebody else ready to play in a game as of today. Again, all that can, you know, as we talked about, could potentially change. But if we're looking at Xavier Worthy right now, as of now, where we sit with the information that we have, I expect Xavier Worthy to give it his best effort to get out there and play.
Yeah, I mean, it's a grown man sport. I think
it is.
It's a very nice song back in the day. And this is one of those things where it's like, what do you want to do? Like, do you want to, call it a season and wait till the end? Or do you want to stick this out? Because there's a track record of a bunch of people that have had the same injury that you've had around the same age that you are, that play the same position that you're playing, that have, you know, fought through this.
Right.
Everybody's pain tolerance is different, right? Like, everybody reacts differently to when you stub your toe.
Yep.
And everybody's pain tolerance is different, but if Xavier Worthy goes out there and can still beat, because he also mentioned in the interview, I suggest you go back and listen to the entire thing.
It's great. Dana was so good today.
Because, you know, one thing that he said is, like, you know, this can't affect his speed, right? He runs the 4-2-1. Like, you can get Xavier Worthy out there and really use him effectively, even if he isn't catching the ball. You can still kind of clear defenses, and if they don't respect it, then you take that shot.
That's the other thing. As a decoy, man.
Right.
You know, like have him out there. But hearing Danan say that he would play, which was a great question by you, man. I got to give you credit for that. It was a brilliant question. What would you do? I mean, great question. And Danan's like, I'd play. And that's the answer that we needed. That's a former NFL wide receiver saying, if this was me, I'd be out there playing. That's not you and I saying it. It means right. More coming from Danan, according to Ryan Clark. But no, I mean, but seriously, like, it does. In this situation, you know, we don't know pain tolerance. We didn't play in the NFL. Danan did. Had an injury like this. What would you do? I'd play.
Wrap it up and play.
Yep.
And then we asked about the addition, if there is the possibility of bringing a familiar name back to Kansas City.
I have no problem with going back and getting Tyreek Hill. I feel like, and we've said this every year, and it seems like we always hit a wall during the season, or there's question marks after the draft. And what do we say? And you guys have said it. In Brett Veach, we trust.
So you guys, I think, are both on a need a cigarette?
No. I'm sorry to do this, but Orlovsky had another one.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right on the top of that.
Right. Orlovsky had another one. KOC and Flores are as good a coaching combination the NFL has. Steve Spagnuolo. Sandy Green. I am so sorry I derailed this segment.
We were wondering if he could be, if Ryan Clark, well, wait, no, Dan topped himself. You were asking if Dan could be topped. He just topped himself. I don't know, in trash take.
Well, what, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni or Brady and Belichick?
Yep. No, they're the best coach-quarterback combination in the NFL.
And now we have
KOC and Flores as the as good a coaching combination the NFL has.
Hmm. There we go.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're good. But no, I think you guys are both on this topic because news obviously yesterday breaks out that in the divorce court, Tyreek Hill's ex, who is divorcing him, releases a bunch of information about some scumbaggish behavior that we get released to us yesterday. And it kind of debunks if you bring somebody like this back. Because, again, it always seems like there's a lot of smoke around the Tyreek Hill fire,
yeah.
Right? Like, there's always something else. And then, allegedly, these things have happened, and ESPN's running with it, and all these articles. We've seen what you're seeing, text line, and,
right.
And it kind of takes you back a little bit where you're like, are you selling your soul for an NFL title? And if you are, what's that look like? And also, like, maybe it's too much to go back to.
Right. And look, I'll say this. From a football-only standpoint, I think Tyreek Hill is the best wide receiver in Chiefs history. Off the field, well, we see what happens off the field with Tyreek Hill, right? Do you want any of that? And I thought Danen made another really, really good point. You know, he is in Veach we trust, in Veach we trust, in Veach we trust. And we trusted him at the draft. They've drafted two wide receivers in the last couple of years. You got to trust that he's going to make the right moves. If you trust Brett Veach, you will trust him to make the right move. And that's exactly what Danen is kind of talking about. If Brett Veach feels and Andy feels and Clark feels that this is the right move for this organization, then they make it, and I will embrace that because I trust those guys. They've earned that benefit of the doubt. If they also say, this is too much baggage here with Tyreek Hill, as you went through all of that, mm-hmm. I will trust them in that mainstay as well, that they do not want to deal with the baggage. And also the price tag on Tyreek Hill. It's not a free acquisition. He's not sitting at home scratching his balls. Maybe he is. I don't know. But he's not a free agent. He's playing for a team. You're going to have to give up something. And then he's got that $36 million cap hit next year. You watching something different than I'm watching because the Chiefs have not participated in that kind of cap hill.
I'd be shocked if they did this.
Had they not won a Super Bowl and we were talking about, okay, and this is Andy's last year, then it's no whole bar, right? But Andy's also had the experience of trying to load up with star players, and that's what ultimately didn't work in Philadelphia and why it ended there and why he's here. And they've got a really good thing going on right now. I just don't know. From my standpoint where I would sit, I would not sign Tyreek Hill. But if they do, I'm not going to sit here and destroy them for signing Tyreek Hill. They obviously know what they're doing.
The Big 12 came out and did something after this Missouri-Kansas game. I'll read you the release that the Big 12 Conference had to say about this Mizzou-Kansas game. It ain't good if you're wearing black and white stripes. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Final segment here on a Tuesday. No. I want to say Friday so bad. On
Please don't do that
Sorry.
To me.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's a hell of a day to take a nap.
That's supposed to be out of here, though, later today, isn't it?
Yeah, after your nap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't even know it rained.
Exactly.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be here for a while, it looks like.
Oh, is it?
It's going to move through. I mean, my future radar's on. It says,
which app are you on?
Weatherbug.
Okay, I use AccuWeather, and it says rain for at least 60 minutes. And then I click on the radar, and then I look at the radar, and then I see,
scarier.
My.
Ooh, yeah, it's looks about 1 o'clock. It says about 1 o'clock, it'll clear up. The sun comes out tomorrow. Here's something that's newsworthy. The Big 12 officiating update. This comes from the Big 12 Conference. Andy Staples, he, I believe, writes for On 3 Sports, covers college football. The Big 12 released a statement. The Big 12 officials in Saturday's Kansas-Missouri game allowed a punt to occur on a free kick in violation of Rule 2, Section 16, Article 6.
Does it really say all that, or did you make that up?
100%. It is, again, the Big 12 officials on Saturday's Kansas-Missouri game allowed a punt to occur on a free kick in violation of Rule 2, Section 16, Article 6 of the NCAA football rules. That Big 12 officiating crew has been removed from its next scheduled assignment on Friday, September 12th. Quote, "We believe we have one of the best officiating programs in college football," end quote, said Big 12 Chief Football and Competitions Officer Scott Draper. Quote, "When the conference high standard for officiating is not met, the Big 12 will take action." So the referees messed up a play in the Kansas-Missouri game. They miss a game on Friday, which I assume they miss their game check. They get suspended for a game because of what happened. So interesting. They demand high up and stuff like that. They don't get it. They make punishments.
I like it, man. It especially when the fan in us always says there's nobody being held accountable in the officiating world, right? Especially baseball. Mm-hmm. So I like it when they do that. I don't care if they're embarrassing the officials, right? Oh, you don't want to embarrass the referees and all. No, you do. You need to embarrass those guys and gals because if they make mistakes, they need to be called out on it. We're calling out the Callahan guy because he didn't know the rule, right? That guy is getting absolutely destroyed. These officials have a big impact on the game if they're not doing the job to the best of their ability and they're not doing the right thing, then they need to be called out and they need to be suspended and they need to be held accountable. And with gambling being so big now, you have to make sure that you are buttoned up. You don't want anybody saying anything that could have a negative impact on that. So I love the Big 12 being out front of this, being transparent in this, and leveling a suspension in this. Baseball ought to try this.
Well, that's what's funny. You say that the top text from the 913, the NFL should be doing this.
Yeah, that's was my first thought. Yeah, the NFL, right? Come on. The NBA does this. The NBA does this all the time. Now, they don't do the second step, which I love. Hey, you're not reffing the next game.
Yeah, you will not be officiating. Legitimately telling us what the punishment is, I think, is great.
That's great.
Yeah.
The NBA is like, hey, Scott Foster screwed up this game. The wrong team won, but he'll be reffing tomorrow night. It's like,
yeah,
he's
going to have to go have coffee with Tim Donahue. You know, like, that's the punishment, right? Here's how you do it the right way.
Ridiculous.
No, it's great.
But this is good. Yeah. Nice job. College football rarely gets an applause from us.
Right.
So good
but,
job.
I mean, what if baseball did this? Like every Tuesday or whatever it was, like the head of umpiring in baseball came out and said, these are the umpires that screwed up too much. You're out for a week. Fans would love it. Like I if baseball did that and you had the guy sitting at the podium like Al Davis with the overhead projector when he went and fired Lane Kiffin, and he sat there and went through all the calls and ripped the umpires, and I'd watch that. I'd want to know, you know, what's going on. And it shows you're holding these guys accountable, because the umpires for way too long have been given the opportunity and the ability to live and do whatever they want without being held accountable. They make a lot of money. They walk around like they own the place. Those guys, more than any other sport, need to be held accountable.
One of the guys that always needs to be held accountable on a football team is the quarterback. We heard Patrick Mahomes once again say in his press conference at the end of the game, I've got to be better. We hear it all the time. Mm-hmm. This was Aaron Jones on what J.J. McCarthy had to say yesterday.
It was a moment that stuck out to me. It was late third, early fourth. We were still down. And J.J. runs in the huddle, and he after a TV timeout, he looks at us, and he's like, is there any place else you guys would rather be?
Ooh,
I'm like,
that's what he said.
That's what he said.
I got goosebumps.
And we was down. We hadn't really caught our momentum yet. And I'm like, wow, like this. And I've been telling people he's different up here, but that to me that showed gratitude and presence. Like, be present where your feet are. You damn right. There's no other place I'd rather be. I didn't dream to being on this field. So mentally, like he's different up there mentally.
I mean, dude, that gives me goosebumps. That's good, man.
Are you all in yet?
Dude,
he's got your guy in KOC.
Oh, I've I think all but been all in on this guy. I didn't want to go all in quite because I just wasn't sure on that.
Glad I got that guy's rookie card.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, he didn't even play last year. That's fantastic. I like that. That's what do you get, $22.5 for that? Or
oh no, that's
$22.50.
I'm not sure about the NFL market yet, but I do have his Prism Silver rookie card.
Nice. So. That's huge.
Like when a player says stuff like that, it means, again, it means more, man. Like, that guy's talking about what he's experiencing and hearing and seeing and living and all that kind of stuff. And sure sounds like the players have bought it, because I read a lot of comments this morning after the game of the players going, yeah, he was walking up to the sidelines, going, don't worry about this, we got you. Mm-hmm. We're like, well, all right, fine, we're in, you know. And they bought into the guy, you know.
It was a moment that stuck out to me. It was late third, early fourth. We were still down. And J.J. runs in the huddle, and he – after a TV timeout, he looks at us and he's like, is there any place else you guys would rather be?
I mean,
in the huddle, not on the sideline, not in the locker room. That's a young kid coming into a grown man sport. That's Aaron Jones, senior.
Yep.
Right? He's been in the league. That's a veteran. And that's a kid walking in the huddle going, you got anywhere else you'd rather be?
Well, it's like, oh. It's a brilliant move. And it goes back to the Super Bowl in 1989, and it was Joe Montana and the Cincinnati Bengals. And the Bengals are down, or the Bengals are up with like 2 minutes to go, and Joe Montana and the 49ers have the ball like their own 20-yard line. They got to go the length of the field for the game-winning touchdown. And they get into the huddle, and everybody's kind of nervous, and Joe Montana goes, holy crap, that's John Candy over there. And they went on and won the game. That's what J.J. McCarthy did. I'm not saying he's Joe Montana, but those are Joe Montana vibes that you get from doing that thing. He didn't go in there and try to, let's go, guys, let's do this thing. Everybody's on edge. We're not playing great right now. Hey, where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, let's go. And they went and did it. It reminded me of Joe Montana looking at those guys in that huddle and going, all right, we got 2 minutes to go, Super Bowl's on. Hey, that's John Candy over there. Oh, my God, what's he doing here?
Yeah.
And they said it relaxed everybody, and they just went down the field and played, man. knowing your guys, knowing the pulse. Like, that's a veteran move.
Seriously.
In his third quarter of playing an NFL game in his NFL career. He hasn't even played a full game yet. And he gets in the huddle and does that.
And that's why evaluating these QBs are so hard,
it's
man.
Hard, yeah.
It's so hard because Caleb's got all the talent. He's more talented, but does he have that X factor mentality, no. that leadership? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you say the answer's no. I'm sure that's fine. I don't know. I don't think he has that. That's an it factor, that, dude.
Not many yeah. people have
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's special, dude. That's special.
That's a kid that's wise beyond his years.
He's got me nipping,
We've
man.
All, yeah, he...
does, bro. Mm-hmm.
No, good. I'm excited.
I
really am. And, you know, when I was growing up, my dad always liked the Vikings for whatever reason. So I've always kind of had a, you know, an affinity for the Vikings because my dad always liked to talk about the Minnesota Vikings and, you know, how good they were back in the day. And so you start watching, you know, that kind of stuff. And I've always, you know, I have friends that are Viking fans and whatnot. And so if they got their guy, I mean, that's great for them, man. They deserve a winner up there. They deserve a winner because they have not had one since the 90s in baseball, you know?
The Steelers making moves. They're going to sign Jabril Peppers, safety, who was released by Pittsburgh.
Good move.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Cut day. Damn. So they're going to keep going for that that championship run.
Move.
And also, if you go to DraftKings, the odds, J.J. McCarthy, 11th for MVP.
Wow.
What is he? I bet he's first for comeback player of the year.
I don't have it on.
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, it's not there.
I don't have it on there, but this is just the list. Allen, Jackson, right? Jordan Love, Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, Brock Purdy, J.J. McCarthy.
Damn.
That was an MVP caliber quarter.
Yep.
I mean, it was great.
That was without his left tackle, by the way.
You guys got anywhere else you'd rather be?
Not in the rain.
Hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay dry, stay safe, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody Gold and Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.